Well, it's mid-afternoon in May. It's the 12th of May, to be exact. And I'm on the approach to Ranadale. And I'm at the back of the knot. I'm just going to go and have a look at the bluebells. I can see them in the distance now. They're actually out. Came here a few weeks ago and they were just beginning, but now they're fully out. So this afternoon is bit of a jaunt to see if I can capture some. Very pleasant, not too warm at the moment. It's only around 12 or 13 degrees. Looking at some newborns in the field there, that's lambs that is, and listening to a yellowhammer in the background. Also looking over to Melbrake and thinking of a wonderful day in early January when we went up with the our good friends, the Penningtons, Dave and Gina, who completed their Wainwrights that day, along with a host of other lovely people. So just under the shadow of Melbrake to my left, and Lowe's Water over in the distance. So anyway, off now to go and do some work, if you can call it that, and I'll call back in later. Well, it's late afternoon now. And the weather's changed dramatically. It was a little bit grey, flat earlier on. Still very nice. I don't know whether you can hear in the background. I've just... a bit of wind there. That wasn't me, by the way. The cuckoo. So the first cuckoo of the season for me. Up on Grassmoor. And... the sky's rolled back, just a few Simpsons clouds, but it's absolutely beautiful. I spent most of the afternoon actually shooting waterfalls because it was just a little too grey. And I must admit, the bluebells don't look as vibrant as they have done in the past. Now, I'm not a horticulturist, so I'm not too sure whether they're slightly late or they're on the wane. They're just not as vibrant as they were. And people who have been around, and I've had quite a few chats with folk, been very, very pleasant. Met some lovely folk from Scotland and some from Yorkshire. And a lovely couple who came prescriptively over from Newcastle to come and see them today. Who have seen them before but are not actually impressed with them because they think they look a little bit flat. Well, they might look flat, but it's still striking. And as it's got near to 5 o'clock now, there are lots of people around. And I think the photographer's going to abate for today. I'm not one for cloning things out of the way all the time, which I could do, but the position of the light has changed. I'll probably give this a miss now, call it a day. What a beautiful place. I'm looking at the light, silver light, shimmering on Crummock Water and this huge dark mass of Melbrake, which is in total shadow, apart from its shoulder towards Scaleforce. Magnificent. The green, actually the green of the grass, is just so vibrant. And of course at this time of year, the leaves are just sprouting out. So you've got this vibrancy that catches the light. It's just moving gently in the breeze. So I think I'll call this a day now, and hope you've enjoyed listening to this little sojourn over to Ranadale. And this will be attached to the website. If you want to bob over there and have a look at the new website, I'm really grateful to Chris Gibbons, who's redesigned it for me, made it mobile friendly, and I've had some lovely comments by people saying how much they like it. So, thanks for listening, and I'll be posting another one of these in the not too distant future. Thank you.